This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a Monday, March 10, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America. Yes, indeed it is. We are back. And it's the place where the brave, like the veterans we honor today, courtesy of John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and Sergey's Nightclub on Linden Street in Scranton. Herb Trapper, South Scranton. Walter Skip Soha, Plymouth. Julian Zaleski, Scott Township. John Sanute, Drums. Vincent Rosato, West Pittston. And Michael Kripel, Taylor. The veterans we lost last year, who made us and kept us free. The United States of America, founded with the certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers that the government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It is not something that can be controlled by government or government officials, although they try. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse, and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth, America. The only place specifically invented and designed so that every American could live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense and promise you a sanctuary of sanity in a world where they're trying to tell you that upside down is upside right. And they really are. Just look at the Democrat Party today. It's insanity. But we've got a commitment to common sense here. Absolute, unbending commitment to common sense. And we tell our Democrat friends who are listening, and there are legion of you, don't change your party. Change your party. You think about, man, you think about what this Democrat Party promotes, and you just say, it's insanity. You look at the Doge situation. Now, we had some work going on at the House. And so there were, you know, when you start pulling up things in an older house, you find things. And now blaming Doge and Elon Musk for what they're discovering, it's like blaming the contractor who's fixing your house for the problem he came to fix. It's insane. I don't know. I watch them. I want you to think about these particular issues. Kevin and Berwick says, good morning, Bob. LTS morning show says Trump bad. Nobody should ever lose their job. Kumbaya. Here's the problem. I don't want anybody to lose their job in the federal government. I'll guarantee you 95% of them are good people losing their jobs, and those that have their jobs. Here's the problem that's overlooked by Democrats and, frankly, by media and other, and even Republicans. We don't have the money. We're driving this incredible economy, the best the world has ever seen, the largest in the world, because government is too big. We've got a $2 trillion a year structural deficit. It's unsustainable. I tell you this all the time. The largest budget item is the national debt. See, the Democrats and those who think in a like-minded fashion, the establishmentarianisms and the establishmentarianisms and the rest, the establishmentarians, they don't care about the country. They care about their own deal. And in the last 4 years, between COVID and the Biden administration, you have abject insanity. They're grabbing with both hands with their nonprofits and their NGOs and their consultancies and their law firms. It's unreal. Somebody says, we're not comfortable with someone like Musk. What does that mean? Someone who's an absolute genius? Someone who is actually going to take his time and look at the insanity that government has become? Especially in the way he is doing it. How else do you propose to do it? It's unbelievable. You're blaming the contractor for your house falling apart, and he's coming to try to fix it. And now you're angry about the way he's fixing it. Oh my God, he's tearing up the floor because the floor has rotted out. He says, continuing to divide the country by yelling about Democrats over and over again, like, stop already. Why? Why stop? Seriously. And why should I not be excited? And by the way, you've never heard me yell, apparently. I want you to please have some self-reflection here. Think of the Democrat Party. They want men and young men and boys to compete with girls in sports, to be in their locker rooms, to have the right to do this, by the way. Every single Democrat in the House and the Senate voted against preventing boys, young men, and men from competing in sports, utilizing facilities meant for women and girls, and using bathrooms. Every single one. They all, and then they wanted an open border. Anybody to come in. Doesn't matter if you're a terrorist. Doesn't matter if you have a disease. As somebody rightly points out, measles spreading from Texas and Arizona to multiple other states, thanks to the Joseph R. Biden Southern Border Expressway. The signs of Scranton should have been placed in El Paso, Texas, 4 years ago. Very good, Tenor Jim. Think of the position. You're defending $65 million worth of condoms being shipped around the world as if these people don't know what they are. That is so condescending and so idiotic. And it's the tip of the iceberg. $2 billion. Stacey Abrams and some ridiculous company she set up. Nonprofit. And she's going to drain millions of dollars from it. Sheldon Whitehouse, one of the most sickening people in the history of politics. Connecticut senator. Or Rhode Island senator, I apologize. His wife gets $2.4 million from a nonprofit that the federal government gave money to. And this is what they do thousands of times over. She got $2.4 million. First, she was part of the nonprofit. Then she became a consultant of the nonprofit. And out of $15 million, she got $2.4 million. It's unbelievable. Somebody says, do you have any proof it was an immigrant who brought measles in the United States? Such an ass. Oh, well, when I wake up in the morning and there's snow on the ground, I assume it snowed. Look where the outbreaks have occurred. Along the border. From illegal immigrants who are not vaccinated. Americans are, by and large, vaccinated. The hell are you talking? What's the matter with you? See, they will deny fact, truth, and reality to make some kind of idiotic point. Why don't you just change your party and stop being stupid? There's a thought now for you. Stop being stupid. Make a choice to not be dumb. Navy guy says, don't trust Musk. His group has found more in 50 days than all of these IGs have found in the last 10 years. You're right, Navy guy. John Podesta, Democrat hack extraordinaire, was given $394 billion to distribute. He distributed it to friends of the party and people who would support the Democrat Party and Democrat officials, and he distributed $394 billion. It's insane. The same troll says, I'm a registered Republican, a-hole. What does that do for you? Does that make you better? I don't get it. What's your point? You're dumb, and you're choosing to be dumb. Yeah, the measles outbreak, that's not caused by illegal. No, not a chance. There's not a chance it was caused by illegals. That's not reasonable speculation. No. Bob, morning, Bob. ALTS, check out Sheldon Whitehouse's wife. There's a rumor she belongs to a beach club in Rhode Island. Yes, she does. That only allows whites. And when Sheldon Whitehouse got asked, he said it's her membership. Oh, my. I mean, he had the same problem. He's a disgraceful human being. I got to tell you. The open border, crime, the criminals are oppressed. The gender insanity. And I repeat again, and I say this all the time, because I don't want any of the trolls to bring up a lie. Number one, I believe gender dysphoria exists. Not even a doubt about it. And people who have kids in particular who have dysphoria, gender dysphoria, should be treated with incredible compassion and understanding. And then when they become adults, and not until, they can make a choice as to their sexual identity, lifestyle, all of that. Before that, they need love, they need compassion, they need all of that. They need it, and we should provide it. We shouldn't provide disfiguring surgery where hospitals make a fortune. We shouldn't provide pharmacological solutions that are permanent, no matter what they call them. And if you have gender dysphoria, you're not allowed to play on the girls' team and go into the girls' locker. You're just not. Sorry, we're not trying to be mean. We're trying to respect the girls at that school. That's all. It's nothing against you. It's for them. Then this insanity supporting the Gazans and Hamas. That's the Democrat Party. Do you know they had a hearing on anti-Semitism? Mark Mayer sent me this. Not one Democrat elected official in Congress showed up. They're the party of the anti-Jewish chorus. Semite is a misnomer, by the way. I say it often. Palestine, misnomer. Palestine is the region. The Israelis live there as well as Arabs forever. Since they crossed from Egypt, and actually before that, obviously, they went to Egypt because of the famine. Israelis have been there as much as the Arabs have been. They're Palestinians, original Palestinians. So Palestine's wrong. Anti-Semitism is wrong because a Semite, Arabs are Semites too. And it's anti-Jewish. That's what it is. And it's a disgrace. And this is the Democrat Party of today. Whew. Bob, aren't you worried about having a Democrat-induced stroke from all the stress they're giving you? I'm the one who applies the pressure. I'm not the one who accepts it. It's really something. Guys, you got to really tell me. Blank check for Ukraine. All of the insanity. Blank check for Iran, our fiercest enemy. Iran would kill every American if they could. They would guaranteed kill every Jew if they could. But no, we should make agreements with them. We should be friendly with them. We should let them sell their oil and get rich so they can use that money against us. It's insane. It's insane. That's the Democrat Party. That's today's Democrat Party. You better change it, guys. The future of the country is at stake. I don't want to win elections because Republicans are the only ones that make any sense. Both parties should make sense and dispute on the edges. We don't have that now. We don't have a viable Democrat Party. We don't. And we have voters who are defending them out of pure willful ignorance and pure willful stupidity. It's scary. All right, we have to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. The dog, I'll talk a little bit about the dog later. Mishra Bulldog Mastiff. He's in residence. He's going to training for a week today. So we're going to miss him like crazy because he really filled the house for the weekend. I feel like I had him forever. And there's a dispute, though, as always. His name is Chauncey Bernard Mastwell III. He claims his name is Chauncey Bernard Gardner III. He wants to be associated with the movie being there, Chauncey Gardner. We'll say this is it's a dispute that we're in the middle of figuring out. And I'll ruminate on it a bit during the commercial break while our great sponsors are telling you what they have to offer. And then we'll come back with our veterans tribute and the weather and more. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And I was at Sergei's this weekend, the nightclub, lower level, 519, right above Atera, right below Atera, 519, the crown jewel restaurant in Northeast Pennsylvania. It was a blast. It was lively. It was fun. All St. Patrick's parade day. The best of music, even stuff I didn't like, you knew they were good. Sergei's, you're going to love it. And they're sponsoring our veterans today and the celebration of them. Michael Kripal, 89, of Taylor, passed away December 16th. Survived by his devoted wife of 65 years, Trudy. Michael was born in Scranton. 1952, West Scranton High School graduate. You're right, that made him 89. He was a United States Marine Corps veteran, serving our country honorably. He then embarked on a fulfilling career as a TV technician, notably contributing to the media industry at the University of Scranton. He was a devout Catholic, parishioner of Nativity of Our Lord Parish, Duryea. In addition to his wife, Trudy, two daughters and two sons survive, as well as grandchildren and a great-granddaughter. Michael Kripal. Vincent Rosato. We lost him December 29th. He was married for 47 years to the former Jean Tetlack. He attended DuPont, West Pittston schools, inducted into the Army in 1951. Stationed in Okinawa, Japan, part of the 8111 Signal Unit and the 29th Infantry Regiment. In addition to his wife, he survived by two children, grandchildren, and a great-grandson. He belonged to the Mohawks AC baseball team, DuPont Hose Company, VFW in DuPont, Goodfellas Social Club, AMVETS, Holy Name Society, and the DuPont Lions. He worked 33 years at Tobahan Army Depot and was an insurance agent for the American Federation of Government Employees, Vincent Rosato. Our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group, and the incredible nightclub Sergei's. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, mostly sunny and mild. It's going to be almost 60, maybe a little above, maybe a little below, depending where you are. Tonight, clear skies down to 38. Tomorrow, even better news, sunshine and milder, 66. Wednesday, partly sunny and cooler with a chance of a late day shower, it'll be 52. So, warm weather for a couple days and then seasonable. Yeah, so what, right? Yeah. So anyway, I'm the dog. Somebody said, Bob, did you get the original Mastiff as planned, or did you call an audible and get the newly available larger Mastiff? Andy from Daleville says, no, we got the bull Mastiff that we had planned on. Now it was it wasn't one of these. My friend Alan was concerned it was came from a puppy mill. He was asking my mother at Abe's yesterday morning, Abe's Deli. And no, it didn't come from a puppy mill. It's a couple that raises Mastiffs. And they once a year they have a 4, 5, 6 bull Mastiffs. So it wasn't I wanted to point out, and I don't know if it's a difference or not, but it was a two bull Mastiffs that made it. Mother, father, we saw them. Didn't I want to say meet them, because they were behind a fence, and I'm like, I'm not going over and offering my hand. But so we go in there, and one of them had not been accounted for. Somebody had dropped out of grabbing one. It's a commitment. And I actually give credit that the people, you know, didn't take the dog, because if you're not going to make the commitment, don't do it. Anyway, we go in there, and there was a fleeting moment of thought. Like Mary Regina, who gives us our Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, every day. Mary Regina says, oh, take two, Bob. So I texted back to her. I said, Mary, are you going to come down the house and clean up after them? So we took one, and it was the original one we wanted. He's a black brindle. And he's a superstar. Now, the first night, Friday night, when we went down there. Oh, we were at a place called the Old Village Inn. We stopped briefly, Cutie and I. And it was a neat little place in, what was the town called? I can't remember. Could you believe this? Anyway. Getting back to the breeders, it's not a puppy mill. They have one. They have the mother, the father. They live there. They have one set of puppies a year. There weren't other breeds there. There wasn't other. No, just bull mastiffs that they happen to love, and they end up keeping one or two. Very, very nice people. So we got Chauncey. And where the heck was the Old Village Inn? Cutie, maybe she'll text in. I don't remember. And so we took him home. We had that ride home. It was about 2.5 hour ride home with the Chauncey in the car. And then we hung around. Well, you put him in the cage. And he crapped in the cage the first night. But then he realized, I've got to sleep with this stuff. So he got me up at 2 in the morning, and I had to go, whatever, clean up and take him outside and all that. And then the next night, he goes in the cage, and he's perfect. And he doesn't get up till like 7 o'clock or something. And and that same thing this morning, same thing Sunday morning, same thing this morning. He's a potential superstar, but he's going off to training because he's a chewer. You know, Cutie will go out of her mind if he starts chewing on furniture and all that. So we got to work with him, and we're going to give him a week. We're going to miss him terribly, but he needs it. Hey, by the way, how about this daylight savings thing? I'm actually counting on Trump to get rid of it. I'm really counting on Trump to get rid of it. And, yeah, we lose that hour. Now it's dark when I get up again. It was just starting to get light. Pont is screwed up, the cat, not only because of the Chauncey being there, but the cat, I mean, he comes in an hour late now. I've trained him to be my butler. He wakes me up in the morning. He doesn't draw the shades or anything. But he jumps up on my, you know, near my face on the bed and wakes me up. And he was an hour late today. I waited for him because I want him to do his job. Yeah, and so you're up and you're getting dressed in the dark again. You know, I don't like that. Yeah, we got to end it. Let's wrap this up, okay, President Trump? It's a small issue, but it's really silly what we do. Nobody even knows why. We don't even understand the origins of it anymore, you know? So let's get rid of daylight savings. Okay. Well, let's do this. We got to hear from our great sponsors. We've got much more to talk about. 570-883-0098. You can call. There's line open. You can text at the same number, 883-0098. We'll do that. You do your part. I'll do mine. We'll be back. Elvis. Murph says, this date, 1955, RCA Records took out a half-page ad in Billboard magazine to proclaim Elvis Presley as the new singing rage. Murph picked Don't Be Cruel. And speaking of our man Murph, he drove Vic Fangio. Well, Vic walked most of the way. But he was Murph was the driver for Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So he's very versatile, whether he's bartending at Rags or working, taking criminal intake at the county, making up our music deal, or driving Vic Fangio. That sounds like a movie, doesn't it? By the way, you should join the Insiders Club on WILK. And I'm not promoting it for any particular, you know. We have better news than the local Rags, number one. But number two, it's just got interesting stories, always. And one of them was, drawing huge crowds, Bernie Sanders steps into leadership of the anti-Trump resistance. Now, he is a silly old fool. It's literally what he is. He's a silly, silly man. There's nothing to him. And of course, he's a hypocrite. RFK pointed that out. He's carrying on about, oh my God, because he's bought and paid for by the pharma industry. Millions of dollars in contributions. He's worth millions of dollars, has multiple houses, but he's telling all of us we should live poor. Just a joke. Absolute joke. And somebody texted me this. I didn't hear it. They were playing some rather disgusting songs at Bernie rallies in Michigan this weekend. Yeah. Somebody says, no, not somebody. Sean from Larksville says, well, no, it's not Sean from Larksville. Holly says it. Do not eliminate daylight saving time. Keep the clocks this way and never turn them back. Yeah, no. I only say the concept. Let's stay somewhere. I'm with you on this one, Holly. Keep the clocks the way they are and never turn them back. I'm fine. I'm not being inconsiderate. Just keep it as it is. We're done, right? Bloomberg Money Minute. Hey, baby. Bruce, I don't know if it's Chanel or Channel, but it was the number one hit this date, 1962, Murph tells us. And then, of course, in 1876, Thomas Watson heard Alexander Graham Bell say over his experimental telephone, "Mr. Watson, come here, I need you." It says here, "I want to see you." I thought it was, "I need you." And it was just from one room to another, but man, did it work. We're back. Bob Cadaro on WILK. Yeah, we got to get a couple of calls in here because we've got our guy, John Perillo, coming. We're going to bring up a disturbing subject. It's this insanity of Muslim gangs attacking and grooming non-Muslim girls in Europe. And we've been waiting to air it, but so much news has intervened. This is a disturbing trend. And over the weekend, one of the guys from the Club for Common Sense group sent Paterson, New Jersey, is now a majority of their councils Muslim controlled. And they're going to use this, by the way. I'm nothing against Islam, but see, this is not just a political thing for them. They want to take over the country. Please know that. All right, let's quickly go to our man Angelo from Madisonville. Angelo, we're playing the tarantella, but you got to be a little quicker today because we're up against it with the news. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm good, buddy. I'm good. Yeah, thanks for doing the tributes to them guys. I'll tell you what, God bless them all.
I know.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even have a country. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. I never made it downtown. I went to the VFW in Daleville and then Kay's Coffee Grind till 8. And then at 8 o'clock, I went down to Pappy's. I was the only guy drinking bottled water. You know what I mean? Like the guy goes, "You're dry." I said, "No, I got a bottle of water." He said, "No, you're dry." I said, "I ain't dry. I got a bottle of water." And he goes, "Well, no, I mean you don't drink." I said, "Buddy, I drank enough for you, your father, your brother. Don't you worry about nothing." But I was talking in the VFW, and a couple people, they listened to your show. I didn't talk to everybody, of course, but I knew half the people there. And they said, "Man, what a tribute he does." I said, "Well, he's a patriot. He's a good guy. I know him since we were kids, you know what I mean? Like two blocks away from where I live. Come on, I knew everybody in Dunmore." But they were really bragging about your show. And I said, "Well, I got you beat because I put my app on at 6 and I shut it off at 6. What do you mean?" I said, on the phone. He said, "Where do you keep the phone?" I said, "In my front pocket." He said, "Man, I'll tell you."
Did you tell them you have a theme song, Angelo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He heard it. He said, "Oh, you brag about being Italian." I said, "Listen, all my family come from Italy. I was born here. I'm an Italian-American, and I'm proud of it. You don't like it? You know what? When the team song comes on, lower the volume. Then after it's over, then you can hear some words of wisdom from me and Bob, you know?" It was a great time. Robbie Walsh and Jack Foley played.
Oh, they're great. They're great.
Yeah, I went to school with them guys. I'll tell you what. You get me on this horn here, and we could do a whole show. You know that. But I'm going to let you go because I know you're up against the news and everything.
All right, my man.
But I wanted to call and thank you again. And people told me to thank you on the air for what you do.
You tell them doing it is all. I don't need any thanks. These veterans need it. They need it. They deserve it. Thank you, man.
Okay, take care. God
bless. Love it. Love it. Luciano from Kingston. Well, you're Kingston today. You're identifying yourself.
Well, yeah, I travel from Kingston, Piston. But anyway, let me just say, when I told the call screener, I was on with
that's
some
the Bulldog,
black people.
By the way. I want you to know who you're on with. You're on with the Bulldog when you call.
Yeah, he's very blunt, very direct. He's not a Chihuahua like most of these Democrats. But yes, or poodle. But Bob, I got on with some black brothers, and I got a friend of mine. He's a Catholic, black African American, and he's very mild. He's very he keeps it covered, camouflaged. Yeah, he's a Republican. He voted for Donald Trump. But I was telling to these black people, and you know, New York City is going bankrupt. They spent over $6.5 billion in the past 4 years, and Chicago's mayor is going bank. He's going down. He inflames, just like Erickson Adams from New York City mayor is going down. He's a black mayor. And people are not aware. And finally, blacks are waking up to this insanity where the black mayors are patronizing and helping migrants, illegals, undocumented, whatever word you want to use them. And here I am, a Latino, telling these black people, you should be ashamed of yourself. 80% of black people voted for Pamela Miss Harris. And he was telling me, Lenny was telling me, hey, brother, you better be cool with these black people because they're going to get upset with you. But they were saying, they were shocked and amazed that so much money is being spent on migrants throughout this world, throughout this country. And here blacks are being used as second-class citizens. Yep. And they're finally waking up and saying, this is outrageous. We didn't know
so.
All this about what migrants are being put up in hotels and all this money being spent on them. And by the way, callers and screeners make all talk radio personalities, no matter how good you are, Bob, and anybody out there. Callers and listeners make news talk radio, and keep up the good work, Bob.
All right, man. Always
Thank
a pleasure,
you.
Luciano.
Thank you, brother.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bulldog, he didn't have a theme song? I proposed a theme song. He didn't want a theme song. Okay, well, we'll figure something out. Anyway, that's our first hour, the Bob Cadaro Show. And we're going to take this break for the news. We're going to come back. And then it's time for our guy, Johnny Perillo. He's got Monday Musings for us. We'll do that. I'm telling you, you're going to be disturbed. Stay tuned. And listen, you've got to know what is going on with this radical Islamist philosophy, what they're doing in Europe, coming to a theater near you. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.